Joyce, Cappy, and Beto today. What's going on, Cappy?
Well, I'm just watching you guys on YouTube.
Are we on YouTube? I didn't even know we were on YouTube.
What do you think these iPads just do nothing?
They weren't here a minute ago.
Did you not see Josh come in here for 10 minutes to set them both up?
No, I'm doing a show.
Did you not see the tweet that shows you actually doing
this? No, I didn't see any of that.
You have a computer in front of you.
Did you get the push notification from YouTube?
No.
Well,
they should tell me before they put me on
Mace,
YouTube. Yeah,
Mace, you've been on for 10 minutes.
I could not agree more, though, because recently I just looked up at my computer.
Yep.
I'm like picking my nose. I'm like picking my underpants out of my butt. I'm like doing all these things that I'm doing in my own privacy, my own home. But like, I didn't realize that the camera was on.
Yeah, you're there, man.
So it's all being caught on tape. Gosh, it's annoying. Like, I need to know, like, hey, you're on.
Well, just assume if there's a camera, it's always on.
Yeah, but there wasn't a camera when we started. Now there is a camera.
He walked in front of you. Everybody saw him.
Do you think I'm paying attention to anything in this room when I'm trying
again,
to come up with
the
stuff
world
to say?
Mason.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm.
We had a port op once who told a joke. How does Steve Mason screw in a light bulb?
How?
He just stands there and lets the world revolve around
he
him.
He holds the light bulb and the world revolves around him.
When you first came to, back then, was it 1110?
Yeah.
Or,
1150 maybe?
No, when you first came to LA from San Diego,
yeah.
Man, we used to rip you so much.
Really? Who?
All the board ops.
Who's we?
All the board ops.
The board ops. I've always been really super nice to board ops.
No. Not back in the day.
Wait,
you are now.
You are nice to board ops?
You are, no, you are now.
When we
back
were
in the day, you had a
Culver City?
Yeah.
When you guys had the afternoon show, when you were the brand new afternoon show.
Right. Were you the board op?
I was the phone screener. Was the guy that had to call you the first time you went on the air in LA when they made the announcement that Steve Mason's coming on, and I called you, and you were on a cell phone somewhere. You're like, yep. I'm like, hey, welcome to the station. Yep.
Wait a minute. Cool. Was I an a-hole at that point?
You weren't even on the air yet. I was the phone screener who called you.
Right, but was I not nice to you when you were the phone screener on our show?
Steve, my name's Bethel. I'll be working with you. I answer the phones here. Usually on holidays, I'm filling. Hey, welcome to the station. Yep. Cool. Okay, here you go.
But I was not mean.
Very dismissive.
I was dismissive.
You were very, I am talent.
So I'll tell you a story. This is, and this is why you should be nice to everybody. Thank you very much for bringing up that very kind story about me. So
we got plenty. I mean, all the board ops went through Culver City.
When I was at Fox Sports Radio.
John was always nice.
When I was at Fox Sports Radio, we had an update guy. And John, do you remember who the update guy was?
Well, we went through seven.
Smokey Gifford.
Oh, yeah.
Smokey Gifford.
He was on air?
He did the updates. And I tried to be very nice to people.
I know where this is going.
He later became our
boss.
Yeah. So you never know. You never know. Apparently, I was an a-hole.
No, you weren't an a-hole. You just were very
dismissive.
Yeah. Like, I'm talent.
You didn't have time for the little phone up.
Now do I have time?
Oh, yeah, you're very nice.
Yeah, you're cool now.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, because you engage everybody now.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
You've changed. You used to ban me, but now look how nice you are.
Never banned you.
Right.
Never banned you.
He did.
Bergman, don't even.
He did? Why? Why?
No, he did and made Bergman take the fall for it.
And I did take
you
the fall for it.
You didn't take the fall.
No, I didn't want him banned.
Right, I never wanted him banned either. You were the one that wanted him banned. You're the Michael Jackson.
Wait, that's for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was real.
No.
He's like, I want Michael just for one segment.
I want him for one segment.
Mason didn't want Michael at all. I said, Michael adds tons of stuff to the show whenever he comes in. I was like, I wish Michael was here every day. And Mason said, no.
Well, not every day.
Yeah, Mason said, he's too much. And he goes, and then Bergman just said, well, you know, Bergman doesn't like any guests or any calls, so he goes, well, Mason, if you don't want him, I'll take the fall for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
Bergman,
the wording that happened,
is that really
too.
The way it went
that's,
on?
That's 100% how it happened.
I'm not offended by
it. Wait, Bergman, what's your interpretation of what happened?
My interpretation
we had a discussion.
Yeah, go ahead. Did you want mine or Bergman's?
I would like both, frankly.
Okay, go ahead, Bergman. You take the floor first, and then I will debate you.
I love when they fight over me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time also in the show where we had a different type of show. Mm-hmm. I thought two segments was the right amount of time for Michael, mm-hmm. and so did Mason. And he said, you know, maybe not all of it, even not even 2 seconds.
Wow. Jeez, Mason. Okay, my version of the story is Bergman said, no more Michael Thompson. I said, I demand that we have him at least for 2 segments
like
a day,
this.
And
that's
maybe
right.
Someday we can work on that for all the show.
Any of that?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be somewhere in the middle there.
Because Michael can be a much.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit much. I'm surprised you guys haven't been banned a couple times.
Cappy, I got a question for you. Does this YouTube make me look fat?
Fat-er?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Does it make me look...
Hey.
I'm only joking. Remember, Rachel said... you and that Steve Mason, you guys are built very similarly.
Same build.
Was that the worst thing Rachel's ever said to you, Cap?
It hurt. It definitely hurt. And Mason, you look nice. You look nice and lean today. I like all the Laker gear. Now, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube. You see, I've got my LAFC towel.
Yeah, you got your LAFC towel, your scarf.
Why is Cap in the main box here?
No, it's a tallis.
I have heard that ladies prefer the dad bod over the muscular Laura type of men.
Yeah, okay.
I'm money.
That sounds like something a fat guy came up with.
That's why you walk around with that picture of you and your muscles at 32, huh?
Yeah, but dad bod is a thing. There's Cap, he's got his, what did you call it?
Tallis.
A tallis?
Tallis. So like when you go to synagogue on Saturdays, you know, you take like a white, what's called a tallis. It's like a, it looks like a scarf, and you put it over your shoulders and you walk into synagogue and you do your thing. And that's what this LAFC scarf kind of reminds me of. It's like I'm wearing a tallis, you know?
Right, but it is a scarf. They're not officially, the LAFC is not officially renamed the scarf to the tallis.
No, no, no. But the Hebrew brothers, we like to call it a tallis.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm.
You got it.
See, no other Hebrew brothers to back me up on this. Just a bunch of doubters out there.
No, we got it. We got brothers. We got a lot of brothers
here.
Call
Kyrie, he'll back you up.
Oh, I'm sure he will, Michael. I'm sure he will, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually started getting into this yesterday, where George said the turmoil in Brooklyn might actually turn into something for the Lakers, and we come back for the next segment. And he starts talking about Kyrie, and I'm like, you're not serious. Like, you don't want Kyrie now, do you? Because George really wanted Kyrie in the offseason and thought that the Lakers screwed up by not making a trade to get Kyrie. I'm like, you don't want him now, do you? Am I alone on this?
Look at Cappy pivoting to sports.
How about that, Beto? I know that was weird, wasn't it?
Look at Cappy with the pivot.
It was weird.
It was weird. Just a cultural thing, too.
Yeah, but I want no part of Kyrie.
No, not anymore.
No. I didn't want him this summer. I don't want him now.
Beto, you think, and Cap, you think Kyrie's career is done after his contract runs out?
Still talented.
He is.
Yeah,
he's
still talented.
I don't think so. I think that if Deshaun Watson, if somebody will take on his baggage, somebody will take on Kyrie's baggage.
Yeah, there's every general manager and owner thinks, I can. He's never played for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you. Remember Lawrence Phillips? I think the Rams, I think he's passed away.
He died in jail.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil went and drove to pick him up and said, I'm going to change him and drive him, go pick him up in Nebraska and drive him to St. Louis, and got to St. Louis, and you know, everybody, all these people think they can change everybody. But then I told the story earlier, Cap, Rasheed Wallace was just nothing but a headache when he played for the Blazers, and then he goes to the Pistons and helps them win the title and behaves himself.
He just had a bad temper, couldn't control himself. But all his teammates loved him.
Yeah, the thing about Kyrie is he has ridiculous talent.
Absolutely.
Best one-on-one player in NBA history.
He may be spinning off the
NBA
planet.
History.
He's the best one-on-one player I've ever seen. He can finish.
I think it's because he grew up playing against older, bigger kids.
Yeah, in Australia.
He can finish at the rim. Him and Steph finish at the rim like nobody I've ever seen.
The best ball handler in history. I mean, that guy's a magician with the ball. He's like David Blaine.
Yeah, but like, isn't he also a locker room cancer and a coach killer and a guy who makes an organization look bad publicly? Isn't he all those things too?
Yep.
Right, but that doesn't mean, I mean, they said all those things about Rasheed, Cap, and they won the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a different scenario.
This was a little bit.
It's different. I mean, this guy is.
Did he get 43 technicals?
He
doesn't play.
He sent something out that claims that the Holocaust isn't real. That's not the same as getting technicals. This is a gigantic, gigantic, horrible thing to do.
I completely agree with you.
And that's not the same as Rasheed Wallace getting
But is
technicals.
It any worse than Joe Mixon punching a girl in the face?
Awful.
It's worse than Joe Mixon punching a girl in the face.
Well, I mean, to say the Holocaust isn't real?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wait, to physically punching a woman in the face.
They're equally awful, but this is terrible.
But Joe Mixon led his team to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, I understand that. At the same time, this requires some sort of apology. It requires some sort of anti-defamation
league. Don't disagree. They're talking to all of them. But what I'm saying is your question to Cap was, do you think this ends his career? And I agree with Cap. If Joe Mixon can be the leading rusher for the Bengals and lead him to the Super Bowl after he punched a woman in the face on tape.
I don't know. I think
on tape, there's video. When Kareem Hunt did it, not Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice.
Yeah, make sure
when
we
Ray
get it right.
Rice did it, well, they both have had domestic mm-hmm. violence incidents, but when Ray Rice punched his wife in the face,
yeah, that's horrible.
He never played again.
But I think
that was it.
But 6 million people died. I think denying the Holocaust is even worse.
Well, I think, that's like just, you say, Mace, they're equally bad. But what the question was, is this the end of his career?
No, it's not the end of his. Somebody will take him.
That's
somebody
what I think
will
too.
Take him.
I think Cap's right.
Everybody, like I think you were saying, John, everybody thinks they can fix a guy, and then they'll get him and they'll find out, man, this guy, he just is a team killer. Man,
what a shame. He's so talented, ruining his career.
Yeah. Hey, I got to say, welcome to the YouTube chat, one Steve Mason.
I didn't realize you could do this.
Yeah, and
the chat, Steve.
Even Beto is in there right now.
I'm in there every day.
I mean, this is, I love the
I
YouTube
participate.
Chat.
By the way, somebody says Mason hiding the fat with a baggy hoodie.
Nah, Mason
sorry,
looks skinny,
Mace.
Man. You actually look good. I haven't seen you in a month. You look good.
I'm finished. I've been working on it.
What size is the hoodie?
It's XL. I wear XL.
But you wear XL for comfort anyway.
For comfort.
But you see it in your face. I haven't seen you in a month, Mace.
Yeah.
And your jawline is there.
Man. I'm at 202.
What's your weight now? 202?
Looks good. You look good.
I was as high as 217.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, no.
Now, you've been higher than that.
Cappy, where are you? I actually have been.
Better,
I have
been. Chunky. What do you weigh?
225 right now.
220.
What's your height?
Huh? 6'1".
Yeah, that's a little chunky.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is.
225.
Cappy, what are you weighing these
220,
days?
220, 221, whatever it takes.
I am embarrassed to report that I am 203 this morning.
So I weigh less than you.
What's your height?
See, they do have the same body.
What's your height, Cappy?
6 feet, Michael. 6 feet.
Me too.
200 is not bad.
5'11 and a half.
So wait, am I the only one of all of us that's watching the World Series?
No,
I'm watching it too.
No,
I'm
a
baseball guy. I watch it all
the
time.
Yeah, watch.
I sent a text to Mason last night. I said, I know you're not watching, but there is something highly entertaining about watching the Astros get their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, it was just Philadelphia hitting home run after home run after home run.
That's because they knew the pitch was coming.
Well, they say he was tipping it.
Did you see, Bright? I mean, I saw
the highlights. Did you see Todd Frazier on the get up this morning?
Yeah.
He said, here's what he does. He puts his glove, when he's going to throw a fastball, his glove points up to the sky. When he's going to throw a breaking ball, his glove tilts towards his face, and you can't see his face.
Well, you saw after Harper hit the home run,
he went to
Alec Baum and said something.
I think that's what he said. He said, watch his glove. If his glove is pointing towards the sky, it's fastball, and if it's not. Yeah, those guys, and it just goes to show you, if you know what's coming.
Doesn't matter if you're throwing 98, 99.
Right. McCullers had never given up a home run on a breaking ball all year. And last night, four of the five were home runs on the breaking ball.
Yep.
And John Smoltz knew it. If you listen to the first home run, the Harper home run, he goes, you know what? He goes, Harper is just going to sit on a breaking ball. You watch the first breaking ball he throws him, Harper's going to take a big swing at it.
Hey, Super Crash Talk. Brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Coming up next for you is Shidano and Cappy with Beto in for Shidano today. Lots of stupidity coming up. We're back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bam, bam, and ding. Ding, da, da, do. Bing, ba, da, bing. Ba, ding, 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 do. Da, da, do. Ba, da, bing, ding, ding, da, da, bop. Bing, ba, da, boo. Be, ba, da, da. Ba, da, bop. Ding, do. Da, da, da. Ba, da, bop. Yeah, Sedano and Cap. And Beto Duran is in studio. I'm watching him right now. I love actually being able to see what's going on inside the studio when I'm not inside the studio. And there is Beto, ready to roll. Laura and Lindsay in the house. And we got a two-hour broadcast leading right up to the Lakers and Los Pelicans.
What up, Cap? I just heard you right now. Finally got the headphones figured out here in the studio.
Yeah, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah. You know, when after crosstalking, there's a bunch of people in here. It becomes a desmadre, right? So it's a mess in here. So trying to figure out, get the right spot, and then the headphones weren't working. But now I hear you. I just missed a bump, ba-dum-bump. There we go.
You missed the whole thing. You missed the whole deal. I was like,
no, I'm all right. I think I got enough.
Yeah, you didn't want to do it, did you?
That's your thing, man. I told you. That's your thing. Let you go.
When Clinton comes in, he does it.
That's Clinton.
You know, like when DeMarco comes in, he does it.
That's DeMarco.
Can't you do it, please?
Nah, I let you have your shine, man. Let you have your shine. What up, Cap?
Yo.
Are we on YouTube right now?
I don't know for sure if we're on YouTube. Does anybody know if we're on YouTube or not? Because Beto and I like to be in the YouTube chat.
Exactly.
Yes, we
like
are.
To,
we're on YouTube. We got a thumbs up from Josh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
All right, let me go.
I'm going into the chat right now. I'm going in. Lindsay, you going to get into the chat today?
I'm good on the chat.
You're out on the chat,
only because I got a lot of stuff going on back here, Cap.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on here, Cap. A lot of issues.
All right, before we get started,
we're not live.
Let me just talk to you about a couple of things that I heard.
Hold on, we're not live. I'm complaining right now.
Come on, we're not live?
No, because if I go on my phone and I click live,
It
says Super Crosstalk, and I see Mason in Ireland.
I believe we're live, and I believe I'm in. I see Ernie Cortez is in. He's our first... you know, listener / YouTube viewer that's in. So I would just say this to everybody who listens on 710 on radio and everybody who listens on the app. I mean, we're hot, dude. We are hot.
Are you sure we live?
We live.
Oh, there it is. All right, let's see here.
We live.
It's a separate. Oh, here we go. Oh, I'm looking at myself. All right, cool. What up, Cap?
Yeah.
Hey! Heck yeah. If I'm going to get in the zone, I'm going to get in the zone, baby. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, before we get started, I need to talk to you about a couple of things that just heard.
What up, Ernie Cortez?
I need a few things here. Number one,
¿Qué pasó?
You are going to retire by 54 years old in 10 years.
I wouldn't say retire, but I'm going to be gone. That's the plan.
Where are you going to be?
Anywhere. I mean, you know this business, Cap. It's a young man's game. I'm 44 right now. You got to know what it is. You got to know where you're at. There are no full-time jobs out there. So you just make your plan. I talked to my financial guy. I live very, very, very below my means and just saving up to... disappear in 10 years. I don't need this business when you're 54. You know, you can find the second phase of your life. You know, athletes, they're done by the 30. You got to find what you want to do. So I have no problem being in Mexico, working at a golf resort. You know, maybe who knows what it might be, whether it's like working in the office or being an influencer that's golfing with you, bartending. I don't know quite what the next business plan is going to be, but I'm okay being gone. Like, I don't, like, as much, like I said in the beginning, this career, this business is amazing. Doing the actual work, coming in today, 4 to 6, amazing. But when you're a freelancer, like myself, you're trying to find the next gig. So, today I'm doing this. Tomorrow I got a fight here in Montebello. Friday I'm doing a high school game. Saturday I'm in Sacramento for a fight, which is all amazing. It's all great. But I know that's not going to sustain for me in the next 3, 4, 5 years. You never know where the path may go. So, you got to plan for yourself.
Wow, I wish I would have done that when I was 44. All I've been thinking about is just trying to like get these kids through college and
plan. You know, get the kids to college and then I'm gone. I already told them.
Now are you paying for college? Like,
absolutely.
Have you thought about that? You are. Okay. I don't know, cuz sometimes, you know, you're like, "Hey, no, I'm not doing that. My kids
man, come on now. Of course.
All right.
Yeah, so the kids accounts were set up the day that they were born. I mean, yeah, you take out the loans, do what you got to do, figure things out, but that's my plan, because you have to always be evolving. You have to always find the next step and be one step ahead. So I know there's younger broadcasters that are way better than me that are going to be coming up and taking my job.
All right.
I took somebody's job. Somebody's going to take mine. And I want to help those kids that want to take my job find it and the ability. I want to do a lot of mentoring. I do a lot of community outreach where I give kids ideas of like, here's what you can do. And I want to be part of that. Am I going to completely disappear? No, but am I going to be on the air somewhere? Probably not.
Well, you said you became like, there's a some Mexican people where citizen, that's, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did.
I may need to borrow that. What?
You can't quite borrow my citizenship.
Why not?
I don't know. Laws? The fact that you're not...
You don't exactly look like him.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, we don't look that far apart.
Yeah, you look rich. I don't. What you can do is you can apply. You can do it. Like, what do you want? Do you want to get some property down there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want some property, and B, I would like to be able to move some furniture and stuff down south of the border. And I just don't think I can do it right now without proper citizenship. So I figured if I could borrow yours, you know,
I'm not helping you.
Wait, did I say something about you wanting to move furniture down south of the border? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I mean I want to move into a place down in...
You can do that, Cap. You don't need citizenship.
You can do that. You just have to pay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I needed some kind of citizenship. No?
If you want to own the land, yeah.
I mean, you will get charged more because you're not a Mexican citizen. Like, that's why I'm getting mine, so I can own property over there and some stuff. But obviously, it's easier for me because my parents are from Mexico. But you can own property and you can have things. It's just, it's going to cost you more, man.
Oh.
It's easier to move around.
You got money.
Yeah, it's easier to move around. It's just, I took advantage of the ability to do it, and I found paperwork, took care of it. Boom, I'm a dual citizenship. Plus, another thing for me is I'm working for an MMA company based in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. So I've been flying out of Tijuana a lot. So I'll fly from Tijuana to, say, Mexico City or Monterrey, wherever I might be going. Mm-hmm. And I fly back and I get into the U.S. You know, it's a hassle. So being a Mexican citizen, traveling in the country is a lot easier.
Well, I find that flying from Tijuana to Monterrey or to Mexico City, which I've done both, very easy. Leaving Tijuana and then flying back to Tijuana.
Very CBX easy. Is awesome, yeah.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's great. It's great.
So a buddy of mine told me that on Friday night, he sends me a text and he goes, hey, I'm not sure, but I'm like 99.9% sure. I think Beto Duran is walking on the street like right in front of me. And I'm like, possible. He's got a fight on Saturday night down in San Diego. I'm like, it's possible.
When was this?
I think it was Friday night.
Nah, no chance.
How about Saturday night?
No chance.
North Park.
North Park?
Yeah.
Oh, North Park was Friday. I went to dinner there.
Yeah. So a friend of mine's like, dude, I'm walking down the street. He goes, I'm telling you, your boy Beto Duran is walking like right in front of me.
Yeah, we went to dinner in North Park, and then we went to the one restaurant. Then we went to get ice cream, and then went back to the hotel.
Nice. How was the fight on Saturday night? I was on the verge of coming down to see you.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say, hey, King. I didn't get no hey, King. Because you were so passive aggressive when you were texting me, like, hey, what time do they start? Hey, what's going on? Because I even sent you a picture of the Lodi dock from Pechanga Arena, mm-hmm. San Diego Sports Arena.
Yep.
The scene from Almost Famous.
Right.
Amazing scene.
Yeah.
The fights were good. We started early at 5:00. Golden Boy put on a show down there. Good crowd. Came out early. And it was cool, man. San Diego's a great city.
Dude, I was on the verge of coming to see you, man. I was like, you know what? I'm watching this USC-Arizona game.
Yeah.
I was watching UCLA against Stanford. And I don't know how, but I started watching San Diego State versus Fresno State. I got into like a full college football, I couldn't get out of the cycle thing. And my girlfriend and her girlfriends, they were all going out. They had plans on Saturday night. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go see Beto and go see these fights. But by like 5:00, I saw you already tweeting that there were fights. I'm like, did I miss this or something?
Yeah, main event walked around. It was a guy named Camarón Cepeda from Mexico. He beat up Joseph Diaz Jr. from South El Monte. Jojo's a great fighter, but Camarón was just too much. So it was a good show, good fights. There was a kid named Alexis Rocha from Santana put on a show. So it was good. But yeah, we started at 5, got done about 8. And then that was it. Then just back to the house.
Yeah, and I see that as far as weekends went, I know today's Wednesday already, but I was talking earlier in the week about being at the Rams game at SoFi Stadium. And then as soon as I got done, went for a little chicken and waffles over at Roscoe's on Manchester. And you were like, yo, man, like, what'd you bring like a full TV camera
crew? Of course you did.
Come on, Cappy. Stop.
They just so happened to get you on Roscoe's, the one right there by Randy's. You were the one by the 405, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where everybody goes to now.
Yeah, I mean, it's down the road from SoFi.
Whose idea was to go to Roscoe's?
Somebody who works with us at 710.
How come you don't say any names?
I don't know. You know, usually I'm very, I like to just blurt out names and stuff. But every time I ask Sedano to say a name, he won't say it. So now I'm holding the names a little closer to the vest, you know?
Okay, who did you go to the game with?
Me and Rachel.
And who from 710?
Well, we connected with some people from 710 there at the game. We didn't go with them. We connected with them there. Yeah.
Right. So why are we rehashing Sunday here?
Well, because what was the deal? I walked into Roscoe's.
Into Roscoe's knowing you're going to do a hit on Channel 11.
Well, here's
your
the
boy
thing.
Kyle Kraska from San Diego.
Right.
Who said, hey, let's get you on the postgame show.
Right.
I didn't even watch. Is that who put you on the show?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. So you probably told them, hey, get me on. I'm going to be at the game.
I didn't at all. I was like, hey, listen, I don't know if I can do it, man. 5:30, I'm going to be at the game. And then I was feeling all this pressure the entire time. I'm like, I can't drink. I can't do too much because I got to go on TV afterwards.
So, Cap,
why did I commit to this?
Why didn't you go to Randy's instead?
Because the people who I was with were like, hey, let's go get some chicken and waffles.
Because you know going to Roscoe's is going to get you that little cred, man.
Well, no, listen, hold on. Wait, Beto, don't get me wrong.
It's a smart play by you.
Oh, dude. Golf not only clap. Was it a smart play, I didn't have to put the Roscoe sign behind me. I was like, let me set the scene. So, yes, of course, I understood the cred part of it. No problem with that. I got no problem admitting
it. So, own it.
Yeah, I am owning it. I have a lot of street cred.
On Wednesday, whatever day it is.
Well, I owned it on Sunday. I got a lot of street cred.
I wouldn't say a lot of street cred.
I got a lot of street cred.
Going to the one off the 405 isn't going to give you a lot of street cred.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? That's like not the tough one?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, anyway, we're not going to get into that.
I thought I was in the house.
Going there, you're not, it's... Come on.
Come on. What? No, you're not impressed, are you?
No.
Beto Duran is in for Sedano. We're just getting rolling.
I'm going to go in the chat right
Russ
now.
Russ is coming off the bench tonight. Do you buy this? Like, are you really, really buying that Russ has decided to finally be a team guy? Let's get to that story coming up. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. All right, a little old school. Billy Joel. Beto Duran in for Sedano. Beto 1973, Billy Joel releases this song, Piano Man.
Jam right there. Turn that on, Laura.
Yeah, you get drunk at a bar and sing this, start hugging people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sit at the bar and put tips in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
No, 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 no. La, la, la.
Very nice.
Yeah, I sang this in a bar in New York City once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole bar sang it, but Billy Joel. Jammer right there.
Billy Joel.
Feeling it. Feeling the zone right there, Cap.
Hey, you know what people want to know from you and me?
I mean, you can't be speaking over Billy.
All right. Let it play out.
Turn it, Laura. The harmonica, there you go. Why Laura got to kill it? Oh, man.
I didn't kill it.
I was in the zone right there.
Whatever, dude. I'm sorry.
I just ran out.
No. Yeah. What you got, Cap?
People want to know when we're going to do our next taco tour. We had a plan. We had a plan, and then you bailed on me.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
I bailed on you.
Yeah, we had a date and everything.
And did you remind me?
Kind of.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
Oh, did you text me and say, hey, I'm coming up? Because your schedule changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know what day you're coming to LA?
No, we had made a date.
Okay. Did you remind me? Hey, I'm coming up. Hey, I'm coming up tomorrow.
I think I did. Yeah, I think I did.
Dude.
I think that happened.
Yeah, okay.
But that's like the second time you bailed on me. What was the other time you bailed on me? We were supposed to go to a... Oh, no. You were supposed to come to the racetrack one day. And you bailed on me.
Yeah, I went somewhere.
You were bringing your dad? You were bringing your son?
I got... I bailed on my dad. I went probably some work stuff or something for my kid or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you of all people should understand when people's schedules change because of kids' sports.
I do.
Exactly. Oh, that's what it was. My kid ended up playing that Monday.
That's right. It was a holiday.
It was a holiday. So they ended up, some tournament ended up on that Monday they're playing.
Nice.
So you know that life.
I do know that.
So don't tell me that I'm supposed to keep up with your schedule. All right? So if you are coming up to LA, you're coming into my barrio, you should be telling me, hey, tomorrow I'm coming up. What are we doing?
Okay.
What time are we doing this?
Okay.
Because you do the Cappy Cash, you do a bunch of other stuff. I don't know your schedule, bro, so how can I make plans if you don't remind me?
You know what we should maybe do? Are you going to the LAFC game on Saturday?
No, I'll be in Sacramento working a fight.
Okay. And then you're not going to come back Saturday night and immediately go to the USC game, right?
I'll be in Sacramento working a fight.
All right. You're going to be there late, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Our boy Sedano landed in Sacramento last night. Did you see that?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was following his Instagram this morning on his story.
Yeah, I was actually following him live last night because he was taking questions from fans. And I said, hey, can I fill in on your radio show tomorrow? He said, sure, it's all yours. So that's how I got here. Ask and ye shall receive.
Dude, I literally did not see any of what happened to Sedano overnight until I woke up this morning. And I followed it all on his story on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, this all happened last night. And I missed it all while I was sleeping.
Yeah, he got the sack. It would have been so much easier if he just took the morning flight, get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The travel, it sucks. It's always when you have the shortest flight, right? Should have been an hour flight to Portland.
But instead it turned into...
Aventuras.
See. Hey, before we get into this whole situation with Russ tonight coming off the bench and the Lakers looking for their second win, tell me about the double dip, because I was thinking about the LAFC into the USC last weekend. I was thinking about LAFC into the Rams, into the Lakers for the triple dip. but I only single dipped. Did you double dip on a Clipper Laker day on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Went to the Clipper game at 12:30. Mm-hmm. Sat front row. I went cappy on them. I got a guy who hooked me up front row, right behind the visitor bench, sat right behind Zion, who is a huge trash talker. I loved it in a good way. Oh, it was fun to see. Like, people are like, oh, you went to a Clipper game, blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't matter. If you sit front row at an NBA game, amazing. Laura,
wait,
put your hand down
saying,
right now.
You're saying,
front
wait
row, Cappy. Nobody right. in front of me. Popcorn brought to you. Beer brought to you. Man. Everything you need.
Wait,
front
but you're,
row.
But you're saying that people have given you a hard time for going to a Clipper game.
Yeah, Laker fans are going to say, what are you doing in a Clipper game? I'm like, first of all, front row. Second of all, free. Second of all, front row. Take it.
Laura,
you should be at the Rams game.
Laura, you would not go front row Clipper game free?
I never said I wouldn't.
But it's a Clipper game. Second row, would you go?
No, I would go. It depends who they're playing because they're going to get whooped on anyway, so it's a good one.
Like a Laker game. Wow. They're going to get whooped on anyways, right?
You know, that's my team. So
yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, wouldn't you want to take the boo, Laura? The boo is a big Clipper fan.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go. I said I would go.
Yeah. So I'm going to get some more of these tickets later on in the season, so I'll let you know, Cappy.
Okay.
Maybe
me
and you can do that. We'll sit front row. We'll wear Hey King shirts.
Yeah, well, you know
dude, that's what we'll do. When the Kings come to town, because nobody's going to ask for that ticket, we'll wear Hey King shirts right behind the Kings bench.
Okay, done. And I'm going to go to a Lakers-Kings game in Sacramento and sit courtside and rock a Hey King t-shirt 100%.
Why you gotta one up me?
No, not one up
now. All of a sudden you're gonna jump on a plane and go front row.
Yeah
man. Yeah. So what are you gonna do? You can call the brothers used to own the Kings, the Maloof brothers. You can call them Maloofs.
No, I call the
those,
guys
they used to be your guys though, huh?
No, the brothers who currently own the Kings.
No, it's just one guy.
Well, actually, it's there's a lot of guys, but the one guy is the face guy. But there's a bunch of brothers who own the majority. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call those brothers.
All right,
those are my brothers.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I did Clippers in the afternoon. Came across the street to JW, hung out with my bartender boys over there, and then went back for the Laker game at night.
Yeah. What was the in between time to change out the arena and then come back in? So what time is the Clipper game over? What time can you go in for the Laker game?
I went back in around 5 because I wanted to talk to Michael, talk to John, and you know see some Sliwa. So I went there early, and also George Mike in retirement ceremony. So it was cool. I just like being in a building when it's empty and see it wake up. That's just one of my weird things I like because it's cool to see it come alive. You know, Laker games, always a cool vibe. Just the different atmosphere, how it's dark, how it's cool, the mood that you get. And then they beat Denver, so it was good. But yeah, it was a double dip. It hurt, I'm not going to lie, because it's a long day. I used to work them where I would work Clipper games and Laker games. It was no problem, but now it's just like, man. Halftime, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay if I can leave right now. But the good thing about that was it's indoors. I can't imagine anybody doing it outside. So if you're going to the LAFC game Sunday or Saturday, you're not surviving for the SC game at 7:30.
Well, that's
because the sun's going to get you, bro.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do both. I can't do both. Seriously.
Which one are you going to do then?
I'm doing the SC game.
At 7:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing the SC game. I made the commitment
plus
to the SC game.
You got the suite.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, Mason's got seats, and he wants us to come sit with him, and we'll go out there, and we'll hang out with him for a little while.
Nah,
but I'm up there. I'm a networker there. I mean, that's why I'm going. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you taking?
Well, I'm taking a buddy of mine who's probably a future contributor to the SC Athletic Department. You see what I'm saying? I'm just doing a little intros here. That's all. You know, I'm making introductions, Beto. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
And whose suite are you in?
I'm going to be in the boss's suite.
Who?
The boss.
Who is that?
The boss at USC.
Who is that?
The athletic director.
Who is that?
Mike Bone. You don't know who Mike Bone is?
Does the audience know who Mike Bone is?
I don't know. Do you guys know who Mike Bone is?
A few, but I mean, come on.
The athletic director at USC.
Mike Bone.
That's right.
How do you know him?
Known him for years, long time.
Okay, how do you know him?
Old school golf buddies. You should appreciate that.
Okay, geez, are we pulling teeth here?
What's going on?
How do you know him? How do you know him for so many years?
Oh, he used to be the athletic director way back in the day at San Diego State.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. Well, elaborate. So why are you guys still friends?
Oh, dude, we've been
it's
friends
It's like talking
forever.
To your kids right now. I don't know. You have homework? Yeah. What subject? Math? How much? Oh. Like, just give me. You and Mike Bone go back to his days of San Diego. Jeez. For the love of God.
For love of God. We haven't gotten a Sedano side, but we got it for love of God.
This is such bleepery.
Jeez. Total bleepery is what it is. Anyway, yeah, 20 years, man. 20 years.
And you couldn't have said that from the get-go. Hey, me and Mike Bone go back 20 years to San Diego State.
Yeah, that's the deal.
All right, that's good. Good for you to know somebody like that.
Yeah, so it's good. I'm going to go on Saturday night to USC versus Cal. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to be in the house. Rock some SC gear. But I am definitely going to keep this LAFC Talis on. You like this or not? You got one.
I don't know what you said. It's a what?
It's a Talis. A lot of people call this a scarf that I'm wearing today, this LAFC scarf. But the Hebrew brothers, we call it a talis. Like when you go to synagogue, you put one of these talises on around your neck, you know?
All right. So the scarf, yeah, I got a scarf.
You got one. You like it?
Yeah, I gave it to my daughter.
I'm going to be rocking it. I'm keeping it. I'm holding on to it. And I'll wear it to the SC game.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am so.
You're going to wear something SC related. Come on now.
Yes, that too. I'm going to wear something SC related, and I'm going to wear this LAFC. On top of it.
And then you're going to tell people you went to the game, right?
I'm going to be like, yo, man, double dip. Went to that LAFC game when they beat Philly.
Kevin, you know what you got to do, though? You got to be like me.
Tell me.
Pretend like you're everywhere when you're really at home. All you had to do was just say, hey, I'm going. You're like, I'm going to find a way there. Have Mario take a picture, send it to you, like, boom, LAFC. Yeah, we won. Champions. Woo. Now time for the double dip.
Very solid idea.
But now you gave it up.
Yeah, I'm going to the SC game.
Yeah, all right, listen. Where are you going to tailgate at?
I don't know yet. That's a very good question.
Yeah, because if you're with the Bone, there's a lot of heavy hitter tailgate, man. You're probably going to have a charcuterie. What do you call it, Laura?
I'm guessing.
Charcuterie?
Yeah.
Charcuterie.
You're going nowhere near the carne asada en banda.
Oh, no, I am going to the carne asada.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
If you're going with the athletic director,
dude,
you're wearing a sweater vest or one of those sweaters that's going to be around your neck.
No, no.
Some kind of like... definitely a Tommy Bahama USC shirt.
No.
Yeah,
topsiders. I don't rock Tommy Bahama.
If you're going with the AD, you need to have that outfit.
Dude, right here. I hope you're watching this on YouTube right now. Tacos Don Cuco.
You're not wearing that.
Tacos Don Cuco.
I miss Tacos Don Cuco, though.
Si.
So good.
Al Carbon.
You're not wearing that. There's no way you're going to hang out.
100% Al Carbon.
Okay, Cappy. You're going to take... the USC athletic director on campus, and you're going to go to the carne asada?
Sí, tortillas hechas a mano.
You know my friends speak English, right? You don't have to speak Spanish to them.
No, no, I'm reading it off the card. I'm just... All right, Beto's in the house. Fat Jack is stopping by. Slee will be here, and we will get to Russ coming off the bench tonight. We'll get to that story. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yo, it's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Want to invite everybody to jump in on the YouTube chat. Obviously, everybody's already in on the Circle of Trust, the community. You want to get involved on the Twitter, do it. But I like the live YouTube chat myself.
I do too, man. People getting after me. Beto can be a bully, especially in the Twitter community. Yeah, in the Twitter community, though, we all police each other, and it's also a little tongue-in-cheek. I get angry really quick. Yeah, I do. I do get angry quick because Cap is so good. And that was Royce Tony leaving that message. You're so good, right? You're good. And then a little, right? There's always a little,
A little,
yeah.
Mm.
Or it's a little, where you're scaling back. You're like, how come you just can't say Mike Bone is my buddy from the last 20 years? Just be that. Don't be that guy, but be that guy. And I missed you, Cappy. I missed you so much.
I miss
much,
you,
man.
Too. Hey, have you met Fat Jack yet?
Who's been doing Hollywood Park.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Hollywood Park.
Fat Jack is standing by. He's ready to go. Let's make a couple of bucks together this weekend. Hey, Fat Jack, you've met Beto Duran before. Like he said at Hollywood Park the day that we were all hanging out down there. Fat Jack, welcome back, man. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's not Captain Sedano today, right? I mean, he's not here. Don't you go to the front of the building?
Yeah, well, Captain's always first.
No. It should be Beto and Cap is what it should be today. That's exactly right. That's what I said.
Got it.
It should be Beto.
Follow Beto.
Let's go.
From any which way you can. All those movies, follow Beto. Remember that?
Yeah, let's go. Let's make some money, Fat Jack. That's what I want to do.
Cap, if you make money last week, you get the plays. We went 5-1 on Saturday. We went 4-1 on Sunday. We had Notre Dame. We had Illinois. We had Louisville. We had Florida State. We had Oregon. All on Saturday. The only loss was Auburn. On Sunday, we had San Francisco, we had New England, Seattle, we had San Francisco under, which lost, we had Seattle under that won. That's 9-2 weekend. You got all those plays. I hope you made a lot of money with it because we are absolutely on fire. And all those games are posted and documented at FatJackSports.com. You don't take my word for it. Go there, look at the results tab. You'll see
not only that we won last week, we're off to a great start this weekend as well.
Yeah, hey, Fat Jack, this weekend coming up, it's really getting exciting right now in the Pac-12. And when you look at the polls that were released yesterday with the college football playoff, four teams from the Pac-12. And the story of UCLA this year, I think, still is a little bit under the radar. They're playing Arizona this weekend. And Arizona, they played a very competitive game last week against USC. So, have you looked at this game at all? Do you have an opinion about it?
The UCLA game?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing I looked at when I saw it was that UCLA's playing Arizona State. So we got that going on, right? I mean, they play Arizona State this week, I think, not Arizona.
I've got them. Okay. I have, let's see here. This is today's, let me see. Well, maybe I'm looking at the wrong dates here. What is today's date? Anybody know?
It's the 2nd of November.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Today is the 5th. They're playing Arizona State at Arizona State. They're a 10.5-point favorite.
Thank you for that, Fat Jack.
And that was close. You know, I could have broke down UCLA-Arizona, but nobody would care because they can't get the bet down on that.
Right, exactly.
But Arizona State, they're going to be able to get a bet there. And I do think it's more good for the Pac-12 or for the Los Angeles team. I've come on here a bunch and said, you know, I overvalued playing defense, blah, blah. This is a good spot for both USC and UCLA, I think. When you, it's horses for courses. You know, your horse, some tracks are better than others. UCLA is good, as is USC. They're playing teams that really can't get in a shootout with them, but don't have enough defense to stop them. And that's what's happening here. Five of the last six UCLA games have gone over the total. They're scoring just about anybody. So it's a question of, can you keep up? And the teams are going to struggle against, they're going to have a really good defense or a really good offense. So when you get these middle-of-the-road teams in the Pac-12 that don't have a great offense, don't have a great defense, that is trouble for them. So I'd lay the 10.5, play UCLA. I'd also play USC. I can bet on Cal. It's a lot of points. But I do think, you know, they're going to name their score. And I do think that the momentum that's created with the USC team as they go forward in their schedule is almost all generated by their offense. So if they can hang 50, think our first part of the year, they're scoring 50 on about everybody. This is another one of those opportunities. There's no reason to call off the dogs here. I think they roll it up on Cal. And USC 15-2 straight up the last 17 in the series. And that's before Lincoln Riley came to town with his offense. So I'd lay the big number, play USC as well.
So right, give so up
Fat
the number
Jack's
with
got
USC.
UCLA. Okay. He's got UCLA over Arizona State, and excuse me, and good catch by you, Fat Jack, and you've got USC over Cal. I like both of those picks. You were saying, Beto, excuse me.
All right, so you take SC, right? Because that's the night game. It's always the night game where you're like, man, the morning didn't do anything good for me. I got to chase it, right? So SC is what you like?
Yeah, but if you're chasing, you're not getting the plays because you should have been 5-0 before you went to the evening game.
Hey, Fat Jack,
Friday night
hits you hard sometimes. You forget to wake up and make that early play.
You got to get them in. That's the key, especially if you're West Coast. You're not normally West Coast. I have a lot of guys that come to Vegas, so I missed all the 9 a.m. start. Dude, get out of bed or bet it the night before because you're right. You want to be in the profit early, especially on Saturday. You don't even have to watch the evening game. Anytime it gets over 3 touchdowns, you worry a little bit about the back door being open, them starting, playing backups. You know, we see that in the NFL. We saw that this last week with Buffalo. They get backdoored by Green Bay simply because they took most of their starters out, and Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. So you get a little bit concerned, and you never get value when you're playing with the public late on Saturday or late on Sunday because most guys are exactly as you said. They're down, they're trying to play catch-up, and they're betting on the favorite because they don't know how to apply the line. This happens to be a spot I think we can still fade that, but I would try to get into profit earlier in the day for sure.
All right, Fat Jack, number one, Tennessee, 8-point dog on the road. What's the play there against Georgia?
Yeah, this is the public service announcement here for the committee is that if Tennessee goes and gets beat by, you know, 3 touchdowns, they should still be in the top 4. They have the best quality win of anybody in that top 4. They should. If we're going to use the eyeball test with Alabama and Georgia, I want to apply the same eyeball test to a team like Tennessee that has done it against very good teams both at home and on the road. I do think the back door is open here. Georgia, they are stifling defensively. It is at home, and that always worries me. And I'm not betting this game, but if you made me bet it, the back door is open with any time that Josh Heupel's offense is on the field. And I don't think without turnovers, they're going to run away and hide. Georgia, that is. They look vulnerable at least in halves this year, not as much as Alabama, but still some. So I'd lean toward Tennessee. But the more important thing is if they lose, they should not be, Tennessee should not be falling out of the top four simply because they go on the road and lose to Georgia.
All right, we're talking to Fat Jack from Fat Jack Sports. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Beto's in for Sedano today. Fat Jack, moving over to the NFL and this Sunday, I have no idea how I would play this game. In fact, I probably would stay away from it, but what do you make of the Rams at the Bucs and Tampa Bay as a 3-point favorite in the game?
Yeah, you go to fatjacksports.com before you bet it, because this is going to be one of our plays in this game. Listen, I like the under here for sure. You've got two top 10 defenses with two offenses that struggle. The Rams top five in defense, total defense. Tampa Bay about top 10. You've got Brady that seems lost right now. He's not in line with his receivers, and L.A. very similar. I released San Francisco last week and had them minus the points against the Rams. But I think a lot. I think a lot of people thought that line was off. But San Francisco kind of owned the Rams. I mean, they were covered five in a row against the Rams. Rams offense, I'm sure you guys have documented, they're struggling right now. The Rams are a team, though, that against Tampa, they kind of own Tampa. They've covered five in a row at Tampa. I do think the Rams' offense is struggling. I think it's really hard to fix offenses. A lot of my plays Sunday are going to be totals in teams that are struggling offensively, and I don't think you can fix an offense in 1 week, especially when you travel across the country. So under in the total in the Tampa game, and just to lean toward Tampa as well.
All right, Fat Jack, this one for all my friends. What about the Raiders?
Yeah, the Raiders, you know, are one of those teams that they're absolutely struggling, and they're not any better than their record, really. I mean, they should have beat Arizona, but they've also been, you know, they're not playing good defense at all, and you've got to play better defense if you're going to compete at this level. Now, you go to Jacksonville, you're getting value almost every time you play Jacksonville, anybody that plays it, because there are sharp players all over Las Vegas that love Jacksonville. In spite of the fact that he's 0-5 straight up, his last five is a favorite. And they now he's not a favorite here, but he's also 5-20 straight up as a starter. So we seem to give Trevor Lawrence passes where we don't give Wilson passes with the Jets. We don't give some of these other quarterbacks that are young in their career passes. But Trevor Lawrence, he's 5-20 straight up, yet we still give him a pass. So I absolutely think the right team's favored here. I think Las Vegas goes on the road and gets it done. There's a ton of Vegas fans out in L.A., and it's going to get better for them, but it's going to be slow, I'm afraid, because defensively they're just not – they don't have it together right now. But this is a good opportunity to go on the road and get a good win on the road. For the last five Vegas games have gone over the total. I'd also lean over the 46.5.
All right, Fat Jack is here on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. FatJackSports.com. Hey, Fat Jack, before you go, will you give everybody who's listening whatever play it is that you say, hey, this is the one to go get? And then tell us how everybody can reach all of your results and all of your picks.
Yeah, by the time we get to Sunday's games, you should be in the profit. And if you're not, you're not getting the plays from us, because they're texting yourself, email to you, and they're going to get you in the profit. As I said, 5-1 last Saturday, 4-1 on Sunday. Everybody gets the same plays, and they're posted there. As far as one game goes, look for teams that are overvalued. I'll give you a couple of them. Teams that are overvalued, but and are due for a regression to the middle, but most of the public don't really understand why. The Minnesota Vikings are exactly that team. This team was 5-5 in the red zone last week. They are never going to keep that up. We talked about Oklahoma State, and they were really doing it with smoke and mirrors in college. Minnesota is overvalued right now. Five consecutive one-score wins as well. This team's not blowing anybody out. They're just, unlike the Raiders, they're winning those close games. Washington, 2-0 with Hinkie. Everybody thinks, who the heck's Hinkie? They hate their owner, Snyder. I don't give a crap about Snyder. He can own it. He can not own it. He's not going to play. I don't care. But Hinkie, 2-0 as a starter this year. 7-4 as a starter his last 11 starts. And you have a Minnesota team that's been getting really, really lucky in close games. So you're getting some value with Washington. The other one to look at are teams that have really, really good or really bad defenses. Look, your Chargers are playing Atlanta.
Chargers
in the bottom five.
Beto's Chargers.
Whoever is out there listening, there you go. Fido Beto's Chargers.
If they make you money, then you're a Chargers, baby. Let's go.
That's all you care about, right?
Exactly.
I watched this Mac game. Who in the heck cares about the Mac? Well, the money spends exactly the same as the NFL action. Over the total in the Chargers-Atlanta game, both these teams, bottom five or bottom six defenses, over the 48.5 there. A lot of winners going out this weekend. Go to FatJackSports.com. It's only $169 for football through Monday. We won last night in basketball again. We got a play going tonight. Everything's posted. Everything's documented. You don't have to talk to anybody. Go to FatJackSports.com. Get the exact plays I'm playing. Text to your cell phone or email to you.
Fat Jack, we'll talk to you next week. Great job. Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great time. Going to Munich this next week. I'll be there trying to find Tom Brady and a girlfriend. We'll see you soon.
Oh, wow. Wow, Fat Jack is going to set up Tom Brady. Oh, my. How about that? Hey, Beto is in for Sedano. Coming up, Slee was stopping by to talk some Lakers. Is Russ really going to accept this role as a sixth man? We're going to get to that. We're going to hear what Russ had to say earlier in the day. We got a lot to get to, including what we all need to know. It's next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.